What about you, Ellie?
Yeah, morning, Davey. Yeah, no, we used to get a bit of paybacks on people with the car sale. I was a country kid, so, you know, you grew up with a few larrikins.
Okay. And what did you guys do to make someone's car smell?
So, back in my day, more cars had hubcaps than mags. So, yep. We used to put our old seafood rubbish into the hubcaps of the car.
Yeah.
So they could never find it.
That'll do it, hey.
Shove it in there.
But you could not find it.
Would it make it? Did you know, Ellie, where it made a noise, like when the car was moving? Did it, like, rattle around?
Not the prawn shells, Davey. They're pretty quiet when you hit the road noise.
Yeah. Not prawn brains. No. They're squishy. Amy, what about you? What made your car smell?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we were driving south on the Bruce Highway.
Yeah.
And as we were travelling behind a big truck full of pigs, they urinated all over our car.
Oh!
Went all through the air conditioning vent. So every time we turned that car on from that day on, it came back through the air conditioning vent.
Oh,
ended up selling the car.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting.
It was truly disgusting. You couldn't do anything to get rid of it.
And that's the thing. I mean, if your windows are up, you think, oh, cool, we'll be fine. No, it's gone into the aircon vents.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you managed to sell the car? You didn't turn the aircon on when they were taking
it
for a test
drive? We traded it. Didn't tell them we traded it.
Yeah.
Pilty and Maury, what about you, Pilty? What made your car smell?
I had a Tomcat spray in my car. I had the car was in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I had the windows down.
Oh, yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, a Tomcat had got in there. And because I didn't realise that, I put the windows up in the car and it was a stinking hot day.
Oh.
And then when I went to get in the car the next time, the smell was just almost knocked me out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't see the cat, but you knew that smell.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then I tried everything to get that smell out and I just had to wait until it sort of faded away, but it was there for, like, probably close to a year.
What, felt like a lifetime?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. God, they'd have a potent... Is there a potent aroma to a Tomcat when they do that?
Yeah. And when it's sitting in the heat, it's even worse.
My younger brother had that experience. A Tomcat came into his house and he was about to go overseas. He had his suitcase open on the floor. It's jumped into its suitcase. He was leaving like in an hour and has sprayed every piece of clothing in there.
Oh, no.
That set things back a bit.
Nay, in Edmonton, what's made your car smell?
Well, mine's a bit of a gross one, but vomit.
Okay.
Human vomit or animal vomit?
Human vomit. Mine and girlfriend. Bells right out, one to the surface. On the way home in the back seat of the car, and she has vomited on the floor of my car, and I'm a sympathy vomiter, so I thought I would join her.
Oh no!
My partner at the time was driving, and he basically said, "I'm not cleaning that up," so it sat there overnight, all day, the next day in the hot sun. So I felt well enough to clean it.
Oh! Did you ever get the smell out?
It took a while. It took a long time because it was in the carpet, so it was pretty quick.
Jeez. With your sympathy vomiting, is it anyone? Like, if you see a stranger vomiting, do you go out in sympathy with them, or does someone have to be sort of someone you know who's close to you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. My children doesn't bother me. My kids can throw up or on me or wherever. doesn't faze me. But I don't know. The type of vomit and maybe the sound.
So it's
the heaving, dry reaching.
So it's like two for the price of one. You get one vomit and then, you're away with it too. Yuck.